Today, we'd like to see the title of Abraham's growing faith in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 20, to online with the people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 7, then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. When does the then tell us? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verse 13, please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you. What are we seeing, and how can we grow our faith? Question 3, in verse 18. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Abram's lie, or the failure of his faith, was in particular recorded, as well as the victory of his faith in verses 4 and 5. And how about the victory of our faith and the failure of our faith in the New Testament time? Would it be recorded or remembered by God? Genesis chapter 11, verses 31-32, and Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. See a reliable Bible map. Haran was the upper part city, moved from Ur, the lower part city of Euphrates River in Babylon, the pagan country. Abram means a high father. Abraham means a father of many nations in Genesis chapter 75. No longer shall your name be called Abram or high father, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Today, we are studying about verses 1 to 9, Abraham's faith. Verses 10 to 20, about failure of Abraham's faith. Verse 1, now the Lord had said to Abraham, at Ur, God appeared and told Abram to leave from Babylon, called as Chaldeans or Mesopotamia. Book of Acts chapter 7, verses 2 to 4, Stephen's sermon. And he said, brethren, Stephen said, brethren, fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, or Chaldeans, or Babylon, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, get out of your country, from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans, or Babylon, or Mesopotamia, and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, Terah, Abraham's brother, was dead, he moved him to this land, Canaan land, over the promised land of God in which you now dwell. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. But God never told Abram about the next step until Abram obeys to leave from Babylon, that is Haran city, the upper part of Euphrates River. Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. Leave from your country or your relatives to a land I will show you. Upon your obedience to leave, then God will show the next step. That is a progressive direction. Often God does so. The first obedience to leave and reach the shown land is a precondition to the next verse 2. I will make you, then I will make you a great nation. Abram is a forefather of the Arabic people, the Jews, and spiritually all Christians through Isaac, Jacob, David, and Jesus. I will bless you and make your name great. Abram is publicly well known over the world, and you shall be a blessing. Blessing because of God's grace, not Abram's goodness. For example, Israel people increase. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So David is, he tried to increase the Israel people because of David's merit, David's goodness. That is Satan tempted David. So blessing come from God's grace, not Abraham's goodness or Abraham's merit at all. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you. God will bless the blessing people. For example, United States provided the refugee for the Jewish people during the World War II. So America, still strong country, probably the strongest country in economy, you know, way or military way of the world. And also, I will curse him who curses you. God will curse the cursing people. For example, after persecuting the Jews, those country, Egypt, is declined from Emperor Egypt, Empire Egypt, Babylon, Germany, World War II, you know, lost, you know, declined as well. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed through Abraham, Isaac, Israel, David, through Jesus, the children of God, are not only physically, but also spiritually blessed. First of all, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him from the Babylon, the pagan country, that is Haran city. He obeyed, to left from there, and the Lord went with him. Lord, the son of Haran, the brother of Abraham. So Lord is his nephew. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Verse 5, then Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and the Lord, his brother's son, or nephew, and all their possessions that they had gathered from Haran, upstream of Euphrates River in Mesopotamia, or Babylon, or Chaldeans. The people whom they had acquired in Haran, his servants, Abram just came out of the land of the Chaldeans without knowing where he was going. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. To the land of Canaan, God led him and showed Canaan to him. So they came to the land of Canaan, arrived at the promised land, which God had the plan as a holy land. Verse 6, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem. Shechem, the center city of Canaanite. Please see a map. As far as Terebinth tree of Moreh, that is a desert tree, and the Canaanite were then in the land. So Canaanite lived there. Then the Lord appeared to Abram. What is the then? Upon Abram's obedience to leave from the Babylon and reach the promised land, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, when Abram reached the shown land of Canaan, God told Abram the next step. God's progressive direction, often God directed step by step, not showing whole plan from beginning. Another example, Philip had taken the first step, then God gave him the next step. Book of Acts chapter 8, verses 26-29. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. Verse 27, Philip obeyed the first step. So he arose and went. And behold, then look, a man at Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury or all her finance, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the spirit, next step, said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So when obey first step, then God would tell you the next step. For example, to us, YouTube channel online word for global crusade to spread the word on December 7, 2018 available. That process, after we follow the first step to open YouTube on December 30, 2017, then next step, God showed December 7, 2018 YouTube channel in that way. So step by step, to your descendants, I will give this land. Now God gives this blessing because of God's grace, not of Abraham's goodness. Psalm chapter 86, verse 15, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, God's nature, gracious, compassion, long-suffering, big patience, and abundant in mercy and truth. Because of God's nature, that's why God gives a blessing here. Built an altar to the Lord. In the Old Testament time, building The altar means for sacrifice, prayer, worship, and a reminder of God's promise. Verse 8, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, Bethel meaning the house of God, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west side and Ai on the east side. There again he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord or prayed to the Lord. So verse 9, so Abram journeyed going on still toward the south bounds. You may check the map, you know, the continually Abram went down into south, you know, Israel. Then the verse 10, now 10 to 20, fell over Abram's face. Now there was a famine in the land. God's test of Abram's face. Here, Abram did not ask the Lord by prayer, but followed his flesh need. So he failed the test. He recorded, Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there without praying, without asking, for the famine was severe in the land. Verse 11, and it came to pass when he was close to entering Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, indeed I know that you are a woman of a beautiful countenance or a fair face. Her age is 65 years old at that time, because she was 10 years younger than Abram, 75 years old. In light of Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, then Abram fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? So Sarah bore Isaac, 90 years old. That time Abraham 100 years old. So 10 years gap. So here Sarah must have been 65 years old. Verse 12, therefore it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. So verse 13, please say you are my sister. It is a half-truth. In the latter, the same lie to another king, Abimelech. To Genesis chapter 20, verse 12, here is Abram's excuse. Indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. Here, a material fact or an important fact is his wife rather than his sister. So she did so. In light of verse 18, 19, in this context, so therefore, Abram's second failure over Abram's face. Here is recorded too. Here we can learn the more we love God, the more we will know God. And the more we have the knowledge of God, the more our faith will grow. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of everyone of you all abounds toward each other. So bottom line, the more we love God, the more we love God, and the more we have the knowledge of God, our faith the more will grow. Then verses 16. Then verse 14. First of all, so it was when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman that she was very beautiful. So objectively, Egyptian also recognizes that Sarai was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh, Egyptian king, also saw her and recommended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house or palace of Egyptian king. Verse 16, he treated Abram well for her sake. He had a ship, so as Pharaoh gave him sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. So Abram received a lot of gifts from Pharaoh's, the Egyptian king, or bribes. Verse 17, but the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, clearly state there Abram's wife, not Abram's sister here, Abram's wife. So God intervenes into Abram's life because God is faithful. Because of Sarai, Abram's wife, here, material fact, Abram's wife is clearly stated here. Its silence is a lie or deceit or dishonesty. In verse 18, why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Verse 18, and the Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Here, the failure over Abram's failure is recorded in particular with the victory of his faith in verses 4 and 5. How about the victory of our faith and the failure of our faith in the New Testament time? The failure of our faith would not be recorded or remembered, but the victory of our faith, as long as we confess any failure of faith to the Lord, unlike the believers in the Old Testament, because Jeremiah chapter 31 up to 34, behold, the days are coming, New Testament time, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant, not old covenant, with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds, write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, 18. Because for one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more in new covenant, because Jesus' sacrifice perfected forever. Now, where there is a remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. So as long as we, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, including our failures of the sins, our failure of faith, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 19, why did you say, she is my sister, I might have taken her as my wife? Now therefore, here is your wife, take her and go your way. Sister alone, without saying the material fact of wife, is a lie, dishonest, deceit. Verse 20, so Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. Abram was expelled with all possessions. Let's see each question in brief. Verse 7, then the Lord appeared to Abram, said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. When does the then tell us? Upon Abram obeyed the Lord to leave the pagan country, Babylon, Haran, then reached into the shown land, Canaan land. So then the Lord appeared to Abram, to your descendant I will give this land, giving blessing. Next step. Then altar, he built the altar. Altar is for sacrifice, plus prayer, worship, and a reminder over God's blessing promise there. So what can we learn from here? Often, God make direct his children step by step. Question 2, in verse 13, please say you are my sister, that it is maybe well with me for your sake, and I may live because of you. What are we seeing? So Abraham's the failure of his faith here second time. First moving into Egypt without praying. This one he's making lying. How can we grow our faith? The more we love God, the more we will know God, and the more we have the knowledge of God, and the more our faith will grow. Question 3 in verse 18, and Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Abram's lie, or the failure of his faith, was in particular recorded in the Old Testament time, as well as the victory of his faith in verses 4 and 5. And how about the victory of our faith and the failure of our faith in the New Testament time? Would it be recorded or remembered by God? The answer, only remember the victory of our faith, not failure of our faith, because Jesus' crucifixion for us with bloodshed, perfect. How long? Forever. So as long as we confess our failure or our sin iniquity to the Lord, our Lord is faithful. He forgives us and cleans away all unrighteousness, including a known sin as well. Let's just sing song together on bulletin.